here with Bonafide's very own Dante Tirana. Dante, how are you?
Very good. How are you doing, Mike?
Good to see you again. Thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks for having me.
A pleasant surprise meeting you here.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. Oh my gosh. So you guys at Bonafide are really making some waves in the industry, and that's nothing to sneeze at for sure. You guys are doing some great work.
Thank you.
For credit unions out there, keeping folks' identities, and the whole digital identity thing still is just mind-blowing to me, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Especially the paths that we're going down right now with like cryptocurrency, the metaverse, and all these other things that are going on. But let's talk about how the conference is first, and then we've got a couple of announcements to talk about as well. So how's the Constellation Conference going for you?
Constellation Conference is excellent. So it was great to be here at launch, and we're happy to be a part of it. We're here because of the number of the credit unions that are here. Merit Trust, for example, who recently came live on MemberPass, is also a Constellation customer.
Right on. Good.
And we want to be where the credit unions are. So if they're working through Constellation and their mobile experience, we want to make sure as they move toward MemberPass that we're also there and able to support them and integrate appropriately.
Yeah, a lot of forward-thinking people here.
Absolutely.
A lot of progressive shops here.
Yep,
and that's a really refreshing thing to see, especially, you know, again, the paths we're all going down and the speed at which it's taking place. Gosh.
Yes. Yes.
Any takeaways from today? Yeah, I mean, Ron Shevlin spoke this morning and had some sessions this morning. Any highlights for you so far?
I mean, everything resonates. I think one of the interesting things yesterday, particularly as we opened up the session with the credit unions all kind of putting their, was called the Wantathon. What do they want to see? And two of the groups came up and both said we want to get rid of user IDs and passwords as one of their initial items for mobile and online banking.
Okay.
I thought, well, that really resonates.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. But Ron's presentation this morning was fantastic as well, as kind of where things are heading and embedded finance and then embedded fintech.
Yeah.
I thought those were both interesting concepts, and I could tell that really did resonate with credit unions.
So, oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they're
good
all
messages.
Over that. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, indeed. And so let's talk about what you guys are doing before I get to one of the announcements here.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you guys doing, and what's the current focus with Bonafide MemberPass?
So we've been at this for a few years, Mike, and we've gotten a lot of feedback over that time from both our investor audience as well as other interested credit unions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously not everybody signs up right away. They think about it. They take it back to the shop. And they kind of poke holes in things and try to figure out what's the best way to deploy this. And I won't say that we had it all figured out from day one. We believe we introduced the Cadillac of authentication solutions out there. Turns out some of the credit unions are looking for the Tesla. So
really?
That seems to be
okay.
What we needed to do is kind of go back and regroup and say, okay, what were the impediments? What was inhibiting the credit union from either launching it or from your members once you launched from actually adopting
it?
Right. And I think there were a few takeaways from that. So we've addressed them in kind of what we're calling now MemberPass Express.
Okay.
So MemberPass Express is all about, and that's a term that's facing the credit union, not the member. It's still MemberPass to the member. But Express implies that we want to get the credit union able to come up on this more quickly than perhaps our initial deployment allowed, and provide an even more seamless or frictionless experience for the member themselves. So faster, easier to do.
Right.
We did that by changing a couple of key things in MemberPass. One, we had a number of credit unions that could not integrate with the core that they currently operate on, right?
I hear that a lot.
So we'd already integrated with the four major cores that probably cover about 80% of the credit unions, but not all of them. And certainly there's a lot of smaller credit unions perhaps that aren't on one of those major four cores, right? So we actually now have a core agnostic solution, Mike. So credit union can come to us and not have to actually go through all of that development
really?
To put it into their core.
Wow, okay. Now
so
we're talking.
So it's a standalone dashboard that operates for MemberPass exclusively for that credit union.
Okay.
So they can manage the process, project, or product that way.
Gotcha.
The other thing we addressed was having to do with the second app, right? MemberPass was introduced with the MemberPass app.
Yeah.
Originally, it was called the Connect.me app, and we still support both of those today. But it is a second app, and you get into situations where members run out of space on their phone, what do? They start deleting apps. Well, yeah. There goes the member pad.
Exactly.
App, right?
Where'd that go? It was just there yesterday.
Right, exactly, right? Plus, the initial time to download an app and actually activate member pass in that app while perhaps the member's on the phone with the contact center, that adds a little bit of friction. And once they get it, it's a great process for authentication, but getting there and getting them to actually adopt it was a bit of a challenge. Mm-hmm. So we've actually come out with an appless solution.
That's
so
awesome.
We've been able to eliminate the app for credit unions that really feel strongly and don't want to have that second app for their member. Mm-hmm.
And so how does that, does it integrate with the mobile app?
So actually, so we've always had the ability to integrate in the mobile app through an SDK, so
right.
The credit union can still do that,
okay,
but that's
cool.
Still work on their
side. A
little
cumbersome,
that,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we now have a way of delivering member pass and messaging to the member, initially through SMS, the way we work today,
mm-hmm.
but then the SMS links the member to a secure URL.
Ah.
And so then we conduct the authentication, either enrollment or the authentication process itself through that secure URL.
Okay.
And eliminates the need to have that app on the phone.
Yeah,
right?
That's a huge hurdle to get over, especially
for the
spoiled electronic users of today, or the spoiled digital users of today, for sure.
Exactly.
We're all spoiled in that respect.
Exactly.
Yeah. Got
so
it.
Those were two major product changes we made in the process of developing that ability to deliver through the secure URL.
Mm-hmm.
We realized that we can also deliver some additional value through that same channel,
mm-hmm.
Which would enable us to actually now begin to participate in payments fraud mitigation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you get into things where the credit union's credit or debit cards are being used, for example,
yeah.
or even the members using a peer-to-peer payment solution offered through the credit union. There's particularly in peer-to-peer, there's a lot of fraud going on there right?
Oh, yeah.
Member pass, that same secure URL channel, can be used to deliver a message to the member that says, are you actually trying to make a purchase of $5,000 mm-hmm. at an electronics retailer,
mm-hmm.
or are you really trying to send, you know, $200 to so-and-so in peer-to-peer transaction?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we get that message from the member before they actually consummate the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no longer a message, an issue of them trying to track down what happened, how did I get scammed?
Yeah.
It's a matter of saying, oh, that's not me, I'm not doing this, and they say no, and preclude the transaction from happening at all.
Okay.
So we believe we can cut out a fair amount of fraud and
excellent.
Loss by being able to deliver through the same
channels
we're
news.
Using for member pass.
Yeah, that's huge news for the industry, who is just, mm-hmm. it's just fraud, as we know, is just off the charts ever since,
exactly.
well, even before the pandemic, but then the pandemic, it really ramped up for sure.
Absolutely.
Hasn't gone away since.
And
so.
Particularly, you know, as you mentioned, the pandemic, a lot of it's not in the face-to-face environment anymore. This is stuff that's happening online. So when I mentioned the card transactions, for example,
mm-hmm.
We can get in the middle of those if it's an e-commerce transaction and stop it. And because of the pandemic, a lot more of the business has gone in that direction.
Yeah, and there's even more need for this.
Absolutely.
For sure. So
absolutely.
And the other thing I'm thinking about is, as we were talking about, you know, going down these paths right now,
mm-hmm.
especially like the cryptocurrency path that everybody's talking about, or even metaverse and stuff. But I'm even mm-hmm. more so, not to focus on it, but it's a digital ID has never been more important.
Absolutely.
To venture in those worlds as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've recognized and follow where, for example, cryptocurrency is going, and while we're not involved directly in cryptocurrency
mm-hmm.
today, we can protect the member from fraud even in crypto transactions. So if the credit union is now enabled that member
mm-hmm.
to partake in cryptocurrency through their mobile app or online banking,
mm-hmm.
we can help protect that member and make sure that transaction is actually that member's transaction, not somebody else trying to defraud them. Right?
Yeah, because if your credit union offering this, which I hope many do, and they're mm-hmm. and they're starting to, I think this is going to be a tidal wave next year for sure. Everyone's going to be
helpful.
But you want to have that extra layer of security there, right?
Exactly.
In order to, because it's really legitimizing cryptocurrency, obviously, but then to have that digital ID protector there, so if you will, it gives it that much more validation.
Exactly.
So to use it and protects the credit union and the member as well. So I think it's just here we go with the old cliche win-win, but I think it's a win-win for credit unions who want to venture down this road. So definitely.
Good.
Good stuff. Anything else to add?
There's other big things. I think, you know, our mission in life is to protect the credit union member from mm-hmm. fraud, and that's really what we're after. So any way we can leverage this emerging technology, be it blockchain or FIDO2, any of the W3C sanction mm-hmm. protocols, mm-hmm. I think that's what we're after, to try to find a way to do that in a safer, more convenient, frictionless experience mm-hmm. for both the credit union and their member.
Yep. The deeper we get into digital, the more necessary this is.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Well, I'll let you get back at it. Thanks again, Dante. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work there at Bonafide. We are watching you guys closely because, you guys are doing some good work.
It's exciting stuff.
And I have to apologize for the ridiculous lighting here. It seems like Dante and I are in the witness protection program, but the sun is right behind this thing, and it's my fault for not planning ahead. But anyway, we got the content here, and thank you so much again, Dante. Appreciate it, and we'll be watching again.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Well done, sir.
Appreciate it.
Well done.
Thank you.